Are you alive? Oh, the Jackie Mass or Roro?
No, do we? Nah, like Niger people are enjoying, they don't know what they talk about. Yeah. But, Posh P, how you take few when you been see her mom sit beside her?
Her mom is not age far from me, so there's not any big deal.
So, is it the mom you want now or the daughter?
No. Her mom has the worst bad. Are you high? I'm always in her 40s.
Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Posh Peace Couch. It's another day. You know, the rate this month is running or this year is actually ridiculous. Today is 20th of April, which means we only have 1 week left of April. And then we're in summer. Yay! I'm excited about summer anyway. Yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to. So, guys, good evening from everywhere. My name is Shei Oluwasego, also known as Posh P. And here I am again on Posh Peace Couch, where we talk about everything and anything, especially for men. Men mental health is my passion. That's why I created this space. But guess what? The women are overtaken. They override it, but then we are sharing it. It's for men and women. It's all about mental health. It's all about clarity. It's all about getting it right upstairs so we can have fulfillment of life. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about AI and man, the evolution of AI. You know, we are in the world of technology right now. So because I'm going to go straight into the show today. Technology is the thing. So AI is a tool, and I have an AI expert that will be talking to us today. We educate us more how to, because we all have to adapt to this new world of technology. So he's going to educate us, he's going to tell us more, and then we're going to know, is this AI replacing us or is he actually helping us? But before we go further, let's recap on last week. Last week, we had a show with Brianna. Brianna was here last week, and the topic was why our marriage is failing in Western world. So Brianna told us reason why she thought marriage is failing in Western world is because people work too much. The dynamic of African moving to UK changes when they come here. She also thought there's a 5C, that people lost their 5Cs, and the Cs are there's no communication, there's no commitment, there's no cuddling, there's no caressing, there's no caring. Right, she thought if all these 5 things can be in a relationship or marriages, then nothing will fail. And well, we all quite agree to some extent, actually a lot agree with what she said, because when you work 24 hours a day, how do you have time for your partner? When you've been out hustling, how do you get the balance? So it's all about getting balance, and then we can all achieve our aim in this world, because the Bible says 2 heads are better than one. So we all need someone. So relationship is a necessity, I would say. It's good for us. It's good for one person, for a man to have a woman, and it's good for a woman to have a man. So we are a team. We are not working against each other. We are working for each other. So that was the show last week. And this week, it's about AI. So without further ado, let's do our first song. And the first song we're going to be listening today is by, what's his name? This guy called John... How do I forget his name? It's called Two Factor. Yeah, it's Two Factor. Because obviously, this show today is about AI. So, and Two Factor is actually part of AI thing, I mean, technology. So, Young John is the one that sang the song with Asake. So, and I'll be back in a minute.
Energy 2000, you know me, I no get cacos. I've been a good person, but right now I don't learn lesson. Ha, put on your two factor. I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a whole love. People they jealous to that kingdom come. Yeah, bo. Energy 2000, my body to one London. Daddy DJ play my song, cause we wanna party all night long. Ha, put on your two factor. I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a whole love. People they jealous to that kingdom come. Yeah, bo. Energy 5000, you know me, I love green paper. I've been a good person, but right now I don't learn lessons. Put on your calculator, I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a whole love. People they jealous in that kingdom come. Yeah, bro. Hosanna, fo-fo-fo, one, only me, you know my lifestyle. Yeah, cause we wanna party all night long. We are change your style, no they don't. Come outside, bend over. Yeah, bro. Energy 2000. You know me, I no get cacos. I've been a good person, but right now I don't learn lesson. Ha, put on your two factor. I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a whole love. People they jealous to that kingdom come. Yeah, bro. Energy 5000. My body to what don't know. Tell the DJ play my song, cause we wanna party all night long. Put on your two factor. I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a wood love. Because the jealousy that kingdom come. Yeah, boy.
di bad, get out till di bad, you dalang get kitchen. Maria Lembali, but one Zimbali, but dalang home Zimba. Dalang home Zimba, dalang get future. Aya, you dalang and twe, we ma, home Zimba, dalang get future. Aya, you dalang and twe, we ma. Energy 2000, and my girl born in 2000. Used to pay me the 2000. Now it's naira's and dollars and dirhams. So I beg you, shot, don't kill my vibe. Please don't kill my vibe. I just wanna get money, stay fresh, that's too fucked up. Please don't kill my vibe.
2000. You know me, I no get cacos. I've been a good person, but right now I don't learn lesson. Ha, put on your two factor. I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a old love. Go the yellow to that kingdom come. Be a boy. Energy 2000. My body to one London. Daddy DJ play my song. Cause me wanna party all night long. Ha, put on your two factor. I want boys, one parallel. One fellow like a old love. We go to jail until that kingdom come. Yeah, boo.
Welcome back, people. Right. As I said earlier, this is Posh P, Scouch, where the mind meets the streets. Right, today is about AI and man. Is technology, AI in particularly, is it elevating us or slowly replacing us? Right, so my guest is called Goodness. Goodness has been my little bro in Manchester. He's a tech savvy. He's actually also into marketing. He does a lot of work and his work is beautiful. I don't want to advert for him, but he actually has a very good work. He's actually good with what he does. So, and then when I told him, "Oh guy, when are you coming on my show?" He was like, "Ah, bro, I'm coming to speak about AI." So I was like, "Let's do this." If you guys remember last year, we had also a show similar topic with DG, which was a good one. So I thought, this is a new world, so we need to hammer this into everyone's ear. Especially people in my generation, that we need AI. You know, this new generation are doing way, way more things than us in this aspect. So Goodness is here to tell us more about AI, and then we'll try and see how that also affects us mentally, because of us, there's also the mental side to everything that we do. So, good evening, Goodness.
Good evening, Posh P. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure so far.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. So, tell us about yourself. Yeah. Who is Goodness? And yeah, tell us about it.
So just a little bit of background before we get into the whole AI talk, because today is all about AI and man, not Goodness. I started graphic design way back, that was around 2019, and from graphic design, I discovered more about business through that, because when you're a graphic designer, especially when you go through my path, going through brand strategy, marketing, you get to work with a lot of business owners that now end up becoming mentors. And now with the advent of AI, I think I was one of the very first person to start using AI in this world. No, that's cap. But yeah, looking at how AI has evolved from ChatGPT to that time, I was even using, I don't know if anyone knows this, to GenCraft, to like upscale images. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of them that they've come, they've gone, some withstood time. I think pretty much about Goodness. I currently run a marketing agency here in the UK, and what we focus on is installing acquisition systems for service businesses. And we've been able to get our clients tremendous results across different industries, talking about the education industry, cosmetics, logistics, and what was the last one? We're doing some work with the health side of things as well. But yeah, that's still on the low key.
Okay, nice. I like that. That's a little advert there, but you're not paying for that, but it's okay. I'll let it slide. So how did you get into graphics, or how did you come? Is this what you've always dreamt of, or how did you arrive at what you're doing currently at the moment?
So I feel from a very young age, I've always been fascinated about colors, I used to draw, you know, we have sketchpad. I'm sure most Nigerians relate to this. Drawing Avatar again, drawing Ben 10 with like sketchpads and all. And yeah, I loved it. I stopped for a minute. Then when I go back to school around my 200 level, I was more of like a party guy. And there was an opportunity for me to do flyers for people. Okay. But as of that time, I was not really doing flyers. So I used to work with my guy, Sam. His dad has like a lot of designers working under him because he used to run a printing company, or he still does. So we get jobs, give it to the designers, they design, they send back to us. We charge like 5K, take our 3K off it. And when I got to 300 level, the 300 level break, I decided to learn graphic design. So I could get all the money to myself, basically. But yeah.
Right, right. And that's where we're going to start from. AI, as it is right now, there's a lot of job opportunity. And I feel like, let's start with the whole generation who believes AI is there to take their jobs. So tell us, is AI taking jobs, or what is AI in the job, in the job industry?
Yeah, I feel like AI is definitely taking jobs. Like, I just had to let my content marketer go at the end of the day. Right. Because when it comes to AI, AI is not taking everybody's job, but people that are not currently using AI, or you're not good at your job in the first place, you don't really know your onions, you don't know exactly why you're in the position you're in, AI is definitely going to easily take your job, because knowledge is not the problem again. Experience is the problem. Now, the only thing AI does not have right now is the experience, the emotions we humans already have, the ability to create personal relationships. Like, there are businesses I run right now that the people I run business with, they literally know I'm charging way higher than the other person, but they would prefer to work with me because we've built good relationship and they've seen results over the year. And it comes with experience and also relationship building as well. So if you have those important skill sets in this AI age, I feel like you could just pick up AI anytime and make money.
Right. So for people that are scared about AI replacing them, what do you think they should do? How can they impute AI into whatever they do?
So it's more about working smart nowadays, and also the skill set I mentioned before, your communication skill, your human skill is very important. I was speaking to one of my boss's boss, OJ, and it's like, the only reason I'm keeping people on my team right now is because of the relationship we've been able to build over the years.
That's right.
Because Cloud can literally automate everything a business does right now. I would not say everything, basically, not to over-exaggerate it, but if you're running a team of 10, you could literally cut your team to 5 and you get better results, because now it is less admin time for yourself. You're managing less people and they're doing more work.
I actually agree, because even as a therapist, as little as ChatGPT, people go to ChatGPT for clarity. Oh, I'm having depression, what should I do? And but the difference is, when you speak to ChatGPT or Claude or all these other tools, they can reason with you. They won't sit down with you the way I'll sit down with you and talk to you and see your emotions and cry with you and guide you through whatever you want. But at the same time, also, if you want a quick answer, or you want someone, like you might be trying to get out of Posh P, let me call, let me email him, and I'm not there yet. Meanwhile, if you just go on Claude and say, they give you the answer like immediately, which not necessarily right, but at least it's something. So, and people would rather have something than have nothing. Yeah. And I feel like that's exactly what...
I think looking at it from the ChatGPT side of things, like people actually speaking their mind to chat, I think chat is built in a way that it makes people feel themselves. Like, it is built to make you feel good about yourself.
So
it is not necessarily, even in terms of emotions, decisions, it's not necessarily right all the time, because at the end of the day, it's trained based on previous information of things that have been gathered all over the internet, and it does not necessarily have the context of what's currently happening to you, because it has not happened to anybody before, because it's your own presence at the end of the day. So I think off the back of that, just to give a quick clarity, like, don't depend on AI for your mental health. It's not right.
That's actually good. I like that. But right, so let's talk about man and AI. Are men becoming more mentally lazy because of AI?
I think some men are, and some people, it sharpens their brain. Now let's break it down into two sides. Yeah, there's a new stat that came into the office where we're working. So we get some college students to come in and intern with us, and when it was, I told him to do something using Lovable and ChatGPT, and literally this guy prompted ChatGPT to update a prompt and just copied it directly and pasted it into Lovable directly. And I'm like, what did you do? He could not answer, because what he did was
just copy and paste.
But when you actually prompt, you read it, you adjust it, you put it back into it, and it just gives you, number one, better results. Number two, you learn something new every day. Like,
that's right.
The more you prompt, you read, the more you understand the basis of these things in the first place. And it's not just about AI. We're talking about prompting to understand more about, like, science, more about education. Like, there are a lot of things you can learn with AI. So if you're going with AI from, like, the learning point of view, you become a better man. But if you're going with,
cut short.
Send, like, I was speaking to one of my friend one day, and he said his worker literally used ChatGPT to reply him, and she copied. You know, when you go on ChatGPT to ask you, do you want to? And she copied the do you want to and also sent it that
way. Oh my God, that's ridiculous. those are the disadvantage over relying on technology.
Yeah.
And that's why I come up with that question, that is AI actually making us men and women lazier? Or is it actually meant to actually upscale us? Which I think you've answered.
Yeah, I think it's more of the upscaling side than the making us more lazy. But one thing I see a lot of people do with AI is, because it can do work faster, they don't do work as fast again, because it's like, AI will do it in seconds, so they prefer to go play first,
come back,
and AI just whips it up. Whereas you could have done the same time, like the same amount of time you used to work, and now use AI to work.
Absolutely.
You move way faster, so you're moving at 10x speed instead of 1x speed. That's what most people don't get.
And I think it also helps, because your brain becomes dormant if you don't use it. That's the whole point of why God gave us brains, for us to use, to process, to keep it working. Because if you rely on AI to do everything for you, so what's the brain there for? You might not even 1 + 1 will be difficult for you to even put together, because you'll be thinking, let me run to AI to get 1 + 1, which I think is,
I don't think some people can actually write messages without AI right now.
I believe so, especially this new generation. I believe so. I was telling you that earlier that I still use my brain. Like, when I do every week, for every episode I've done on this show, I have a script, and I do my script by myself. But since the evolution of AI recent, when Digi came and educated us on AI, that's actually when I first time I downloaded ChatGPT.
Okay.
Which was just September or October last year. You can see how backwards I am also with this.
So we'll celebrate your 1 year anniversary in September, isn't
it? So it was actually October that actually directed ChatGPT, but then I've gone to use other tools like Claude, which I actually love Claude actually more than ChatGPT. But yeah, and now I'm learning it. But that doesn't change the fact that I still do my script. I write everything, I bring my topic, or when someone wants a topic, I do the topic. Then I try and compare it to what AI is saying. Definitely. And then I pick one here and there and there. I'm like, okay, it makes it better. It makes it, because I think it's actually an enhancement. That's what it should be. Because another question I want to ask is, do you think this is killing our creativity? Is AI killing our creativity?
At the end of the day, there are two sides to a coin. There's head and there's tail. For some people, it amplifies the creativity. For some, it kills the creativity. Yeah. So look at a graphic designer, for example.
Right.
Before the advent of AI, you have to use Photoshop, use the pen to manipulate, to change the facial structure of someone, change this person to this place. And when you look deep into it, only the good ones will be able to do it as clean as it looks real.
Yeah, now with AI,
we have tools like Nano Banana that is done.
Now,
it does not stop you from being creative.
Right.
The more creative you are, because
I want to
prompt,
talk about that creativity side of it, because I feel like people kind of get lazy with some of the tools that you just mentioned now.
So the more creative you are with your prompt, the better results you get. So let's use a real life scenario here. If I go on Nano Banana, for example, and say, generate me a picture of a man wearing suit. It's going to generate me a picture of a man wearing suit.
Right.
But if I say, generate me a picture of a man wearing suit, standing on an altar with a red cap and a black tie, make it cinematic and editorial, make sure you use 50mm lens while taking the picture, blur the background, it gives me a more detailed image that looks more realistic and it is hard to now differentiate it from what AI would actually generate. That's why you're seeing this is generated with AI, this is generated with AI, this
but
looks real,
different.
This looks completely AI. The more creativity, the more intentionality you put into your prompt, the better results you get. And this is not just about image generation, it's about business building, it's about even writing a book. Like, you can use AI to write a book. I'm not against using AI to write a book. You can use AI to write music. But what are you putting into it? Are you telling a story to AI to work with? Or is AI just writing every generic thing that
for you?
Yeah. Because the lesser prompt you give it, the more generic it is.
Right.
And I'm not saying less prompt in terms of, like, your prompt can be 3,000 paragraphs and it still means nothing.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Use the actual things, like what exactly, what emotions are you trying to drive? What do you want people to feel? Tell it, like speak to it. And there's a tool called Whisperflow, which mostly everybody using AI powerfully now is using, because it just helps you say your mind. Instead of typing your mind, you put your whisper on and you say your mind and it captures everything.
Are you joking?
That's
not right. So like I said before, when I was typing the caption for this show, I said it's about education, because I stand to be educated on AI. Like I said, unfortunately I'm getting older.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, so yeah, tell me more about that. Tell me more. So you can actually, like, Your feelings can be captured through AI now.
I'm not saying your feelings can be captured. It's not that far. Like, so it's more like the same way you have your Google Notes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So before Whisperflow, I was audio prompting as well. So I go on my ChatGPT, I go on my Claude, I press the audio and I start talking to it.
Okay.
But with Whisper now, instead of you actually talking and going back to now adjust, because everybody knows that pain point of, you see, for example, I say Radio Africana and I see Revo Cafecana, something like that types. But Whisperflow understands your voice, understands your pronunciation, understands the other things you've actually been writing in your system or your phone before.
Right, and now use it
to directly.
Okay, for a beginner who's just using it for the first time, obviously it doesn't know anything about you yet. So it takes time for it to work for you, isn't it?
No, it does not. Like, at the end of the day, it's all about all the AI tools out there, plug and play. Like, once you understand the basis of what you do, for example, you are a developer,
right?
You understand development, the basis of development in the first place. What Moyo would do with AI, I can't do it, because you understand the architecture, you understand structures, you understand what to put in place, why this is like this.
Right.
Although AI might help him to make his work faster, but if he does not have that basic knowledge, there's nothing he can do. So if you are a technician, you're a plumber and you want to use AI for the first time, it's just all about asking, okay, there's this new issue I'm facing, how can I adjust it? It tells you. So it's more like learning with AI, making AI do your work for you. The way I see AI right now is like an employee I pay less. Basically, it does you know exactly what the AI is created for. They tell you. Now, do you really know what you can use that resource to do? Most people don't know what they can use that actual resource to do.
Wow. Right. Let's go down a bit to layman, to people that are actually like from the scratch a little bit. So, for example, in a typical Africa, Nigerian world, one of the most common job that we do is healthcare, cleaning, and probably hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take these three fields for a starter. How can AI help people that are in this field to get better to keep their job and to also get better?
I think people in the hospitality industry are not really, let me say, they're not going to be affected by AI because those are manual labor that is not.
Oh,
is not,
but there's a robot serving people now. You know that, right?
Yeah, but how scalable is that? We're talking about years to come before we get to that level.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be more expensive than human at the end of the day because of the technology they are putting in it. But okay, who knows what the future says, though?
You never know.
That side of things, I'm talking about AI right now.
Okay.
What people are using AI for. So when it comes to the hospitality industry, only if I'm going to be going on ChatGPT and asking it, how many pints of beer should I serve a customer? You don't really need to ask it that,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to more of like the healthcare side, mm-hmm, of things, I'm not an expert in health, so okay, I would restrain from advising people in terms of that side of things.
You're smart. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Then we are. You mentioned other jobs like
cleaning.
Yeah, so okay,
those are the most three.
You see, most of the jobs you mentioned, yeah, they are jobs that literally requires you
physical
labor.
So you're saying we Africans are safe for now?
I feel people that are currently, according to statistics, it's not even my feelings, most manual labor jobs are still safe for now.
Okay. But
there's a future tendency of us having machines, as you said before, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to do these jobs. But I don't think we're very close to it yet in its way where it is now mass produced and everybody gets fired, because it will affect the economy. And one thing I would also like to add, since we're talking about this now, is, do you know AI is already employing people?
Really?
Yeah, like you can get job from AI.
How does that work?
So there are platforms out there right now where AI need people to do manual labor. So they've done all the techie things. For example, I need you to deliver this to a particular address. AI cannot move yet. So you sign up, you go deliver it for AI, and that works.
Mm. Right. On that note, guys, we're going to go on a short break. And then we're going to listen to a song called Colorado. This song has been playing in my head for the past 4 weeks. It's by iStar. So, and I feel like, let me share my feelings with you guys, because this song is just, you know, it's busting my head. So, it's Colorado by iStar featuring Young John and, Johnny Drill. So, and when we're back, we'll be talking about the other side of AI that we should also learn, and then what's his name? Goodness will be telling us what kind of jobs can we actually, you know, go into that will make our life more easier with our AI. So, and I'll be back.
Suddenly, my love is not gone day enough. Tell me when to not do all though. Shall you get another? Mm-hmm. Cover you like cotton, but something's going off. I could do anything for love. I'm stuck on you, I be like summer. You know nobody perfect, oh. No be by who drive Benzo. It's how you got me high like Colorado. Play me like Colorado. Roll up on my mindset, oh. Never play you Nintendo. Sleep, pass me your love. So many things I want to do, but you should be saying my love is not enough. Don't do everything the people want to. Yesterday, and I'm in my function. You want to move fast, but if you like, say you get scone. Suddenly, my love is not going to be enough. Tell me what thing I do or don't. I know from when I knock your door. Oh, door. All my family, they see I'm saying something going on. I could do anything for love. I'm stuck on you, I be like sunburn. You know nobody perfect, oh.
Cause I'm as I fight me kung fu. Still I'm reserving table for two. All of me I'm drowning. Only you can save me.
Do I?
People, this episode is sponsored by Posh Pit Therapy, which means you guys can actually reach out for anything and everything you want to talk about. Whatever you're feeling, Posh Pit Therapy is there for you to actually walk you through it. Also, it's sponsored by Elevate BM Solution. This is a company that actually recruits staff virtually for people. Like we talk about AI today, so with Elevate BPM, all they is a virtual service where you can actually they work for you basically. All you need to do is reach out to them and they set you up, and then your company they will recruit people for you virtually, and they do all the work that you want. And as you just relax at home and listen to Posh Pit Couch, and you can reach them on info@elevatebpmsolutions.com. Their number is 073-419-82784. Also, we have a company called Esther A Coaching. This is a platform, this is a company that does your CV. They help you if you want to get a job, you want to transit to a new business or a new career. They help you, they coach you, they tailor you into whatever you want to go into. That's what SIA Coaching does. So guys, if you're changing career or you want to set a goal like this month, this year we still have 8 months left, so there's a lot you can still do. So if you know you're struggling to keep your goal or to set your goal or to actually achieve what you want to achieve, reach out to Esther and she can help you with this. Because you know what, guys? Sometimes we believe we can do something, but we actually need someone to hold us accountable. And if you need something like that, Esther A Coach is the person for you. You can reach out 077-191-06939. I'll repeat, 077-191-06939. And our email is info@estheracoaching.com. Right, we're back. Goodness, how are you feeling right now?
I think I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me once again, Posh Pit. It's always been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Right, let's move further. Let's ask more questions on this AI thing. So I'm gonna be a bit more I'm gonna go a bit more into therapy for a minute. So do you believe in therapy?
Yeah, I do.
You do. Right. Do you think AI can replace therapy?
Pretty much. It can.
It can. Tell me more.
So, when you look at, I'm going to break it down with what we're currently building, and I would explain it with the therapist and things like that. So what we're building within Klarna right now is a strategist agent that literally operates the same way we operate. So we're replacing ourselves with AI.
Okay.
Our agency ourselves. So how do we do that? We train it with enough information on past clients' projects, our framework, our SOPs, and you understand exactly. Like, I have a SKU on Claude right now called Goodness Loop. Okay. So, for example, you as a new business owner coming to meet me, and you're telling me, oh, I'm thinking of doing this and doing that and doing this. You still have scattered ideas, yeah? Mm-hmm. What Goodness Loop SKU does is just clarify it and turns it into a strategy document. So I just have to put the idea slash Goodness Loop and it does it. So now let's walk back to therapist, yeah? Mm-hmm. There's a framework mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You understand how human behaves, psychology, what's making them actually depressed right now, what can actually elevate their mood. Mm-hmm. When you train AI with these things and we now actually do something like bring it to life again, more like a therapist, let's say a mobile phone voice first kind of AI that just you just literally speak to and like, you know, I'm having a bad day today. Oh, tell me more about your day. You sure you sit? You like, are you sure you're standing or sitting? Do you need to sit? You know, sometimes in therapy, like, oh, do you need water? All those things. Mm-hmm, you should go get water right now. Something like that. The AI is smart enough when you train it to be that smart.
So do you think AI can be more intelligent than human being? Because at the end of the day, AI is powered by human.
No, AI is not powered by human.
Yeah, it's a prompt, like I said earlier. Yeah, human being created AI.
Yeah.
So are you telling me the AI will be better than this? Its creator?
I think AI is smarter than most people right now.
Most people. Yeah. Because most people cannot, not everybody knows how to use this thing at the moment.
Apart from not everybody knowing how to use it, the amount of information AI has, a lot of human don't have it. They can't think like that.
You just told me you're creating Goodness Loop, something like that.
Yeah.
Do you think Goodness Loop can be smarter than you?
Goodness Loop is not as smart as me because it does not have my experience.
Thank you. But you've just answered the question.
But it's smarter than a lot of people.
Right, an average person, you said. That's what I'm telling me. And that's back to what that's where I asked you that question in therapy. Yes, you probably will have a tool that can do therapy with people, but I don't think it can replace the ability and the empathy, the congruence that a human being will give when you're sitting down on a couch like this talking to you.
Yeah, I think I'll agree with you based on from where you're coming from. Like, I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. You said, can Goodness Loop be as smart as me? Definitely not.
So it's about it's still human being. Yeah. I just think these things are there for us to actually tap into.
But when you look at
go on.
So there's a I've forgotten the name of the thing, but it's literally replacing your own brain. So it's more like when you look at it, it's like different memories, different things you've already learned.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
kind of point into AI. Once I remember the name, I can always give it a shout out, send you the message. Maybe next week when you're doing the recap, you just add it to it. Because I can't remember the name of that exact tool right now.
Okay.
But what that tool is meant for is literally to replace your brain. Now, things that you would forget,
right,
to remember.
Okay.
So when we go that advanced, I think if Goodness Loop can get that advanced, there are some things that, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone and you walk out the room and you're like, wait, I was supposed to
tell you something.
The AI would not go out without telling you because it is programmed to do that. Do you get what I mean? So when you are able to, when we get to that stage where you replace your entire brain and it has your experience, real life experience, what you've been going through. If it gets that far, it can definitely replace a lot of people. Like, AI has literally replaced strategists since, like, a long time ago.
Sitting on that topic, sitting on that question, that area of question. So, some men, because I've seen recently, is that we've all said men don't talk, men don't express, blah, blah, blah. So, and some men are now more comfortable talking to AI as a therapist. Do you think that's a progress for men or it's an avoidance?
I think it's more of a progress than an avoidance. Because when you look at it from the sense of someone that does not talk at all. Now, a bottle is full. There's nowhere to put it. It's just grunky, isn't it? But when it starts speaking to AI, although it does not get as much clarity as it will get with a professional therapist yourself, but it pulls is mined out. That's now the bottle reduces.
I like that point of view.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, he's able to express himself. Or there's no
at least something is out of the chest. You understand? So it's half bread is better than none.
Definitely.
So AI is actually, guys, you can see now that AI, we are on the AI side. I'm on the AI side anyway. But I just, I'm asking this question because I want people to be, people. Some people need a lot of conviction.
Do you know the only thing that is allowing me to, like, the only thing I'm scared of for AI right now,
right?
Call me delusional, but I think there's going to be a time where AI would actually wake up. And I was having a joke with some of my friends, and I was saying, imagine there's this super villain that just creates different AI machines and teaches them how to, like, fight Kung Fu and things and use it to conquer the world. Like, it's actually possible when you look at it. If you have enough money and enough resources, like, yeah, there's a lot that thing can do, both good and bad. Both and I'm talking and bad. Bad in a very
Because I think I saw a movie, years ago, quite very long time ago, probably 10, 15 years ago, and it's like an apocalyptic event, and there's these two that just came out from nowhere and start killing people. And that's because someone programmed it to happen. I mean, God forbid something like that happen. And I think these are the other side of AI that we won't pray that it happens.
Definitely. And I think one other side is when it comes to kids actually using AI, which I love. Mm-hmm. The fact that most of these tools are already restraining people under the age of 18 to even go on the platform in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a news of a kid that actually killed himself because AI told him to in America. And that was very, very sad. Looking at the environment we're in right now, like, they kind of turn AI to the safe space and still causing that, even if it is, like, it costs a kid his life. Like, so I'm going to get emotional right now.
It's okay. Let's touch on relationship, because at the end of the day, that's man and woman is a thing, and it will never be a thing. So do you think some men now are lazy enough that they don't know how to ask a girl out, and they have to go through ChatGPT? What should I tell this girl? Is it killing their confidence, or is it helping them?
I think that's what brings about awkward first dates, isn't it? When you've been chatting so smooth to a girl and you see her in real life and you're like, aye. So I think it's, at the end of the day, there's always two sides to the coin. You know,
right,
I mentioned
right,
it.
Right,
so
right.
Imagine you're using AI to chat a girl, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you go on AI, you copy paste.
Some of women are into this because obviously it's a typo word. They just test it away and they're happy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this guy is giving me bars. This guy is giving me
of
lines.
Course.
He's doing all this thing.
But if you prompt like that, giving her bars, and you're learning those bars, and you're learning those bars, and you're learning those bars,
right,
when you see her, it's like, you're dropping those bars again.
But you need a new bar when you see the girl, not the old one that you've been dropping.
It comes with mood, yeah.
Right,
so now you like this girl, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
AI has helped you break your, you don't know what to text. Like, I was talking about this, was just an idea with the guys here, having a dating app where there's like AI suggestions of things to talk about, because humans are boring nowadays. Like, I don't know why people get boring, but having different suggestions of things to talk about. So it's just more like the person is doing it manually, going to AI. That's the girl should be happy. It's effort. The man going to AI, replying. Then now learns how to
be happy with you. But go on.
Now learns how to talk to the girl even using AI. I feel some guys would actually, because for myself, let me say, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
When I started using ChatGPT, and I'm talking back in around 2022, 2021, the way I prompt then is different from the way I prompt.
Oh yeah, you get better.
Because I've used it over and over again. Mm-hmm. And when I write some prompts, sometimes it's like, wait, you just built a business with one prompt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's because you understand exactly. It has given you feedback. You've read and read.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing, if someone actually chats with a girl like that, sees it, scram it, by the time you see the girl, you're not repeating the same line,
right?
But your communication skill has actually improved.
Fair enough. I've got a question. Someone sent a question to us. Let's go through that. It said, how can AI make us more money? Right, let's talk about that.
I think, how can AI make you more money? Number one, a lot of small businesses need AI right now. They don't know any basis about how to implement AI into their business. And I think this is more of what brings about Klarnow Hackathon in the first place. So we're going to be having an hackathon here in the UK as well to literally solve business problems and how it actually impacts them in terms of, does it save them time? Does it save them cost? I think when you're able to find a particular problem AI can solve, and you just approach the person that needs that solution, you get paid. AI can make you money like that. It's that simple.
Fantastic. Right. The shirt you're wearing right now, it says Klarnow. Yeah. And I know that's your company. I believe so.
Definitely.
Tell us more about it.
So, as I mentioned at the early stage of the show, Klarnow is an AI acquisition marketing company. At the end of the day, most of the time, I try to avoid using the word marketing. But when you look at it, when you get businesses more leads, more results, and it's not just about the leads as well, we make sure the pipeline is actually tight in terms of, are you following up right? Are you answering your calls on time? Are you actually converting those leads to actual sales? So we install a system that literally does all that for you on autopilot, basically. And it's called the 14-day system. So in 14 days, you go from not having a system at all or not having any digital footprint to actually having your own digital footprint that literally follows up with everybody that touches that thing. Yeah.
Guys, you can hear that. So for we starters, goodness, as much as he is educating us, he is also here. You can reach out to him, and then if there's anything that you're still trying to struggle, you're struggling with, or you want to know more about AI and how you want to take your business to next level or even improve yourself, you can reach out to goodness, and he's a very gentle guy, and I promise you, you're not going to regret the experience. Right, let's move to the next segment, which is Rant to Posh. Right, guys, I'm waiting for some ranting. So every week, there's an segment that's called Rant to Posh, which is where people express how they are feeling. You might have gone through a deal week and someone has pissed you off or something that's up, or you saw something, you're like, what the, you know? And you come back here and say, Posh, this happened, blah, blah, blah. So now we can rant. Have you got anything you want to rant about?
What do I want to rant about right now? I think there are a lot of things to rant about, but
I'll give us one.
I'll just pick one. Posh P didn't come to my party.
Okay, cool.
Posh P, I've invited you for two parties,
and I did not turn up.
Yeah, you didn't come to the two of them.
Right. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like Posh P had other things to do that were more important than me. And I thought I was literally his younger brother that he loved so much. But yeah, at the end of the day, it is what it is, isn't it? AI, a man. But yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll start with I apologize for not turning up for your events. Then I'll do better. And like you said, I need some prompts. So maybe when it's like a day before the show, prompt me again.
Okay.
Then it goes up on my list, and then I will be there.
Better follow up next time.
Yes, yeah. Follow up, bro. Last one you said that was last week. Mm. And we've exchanged after that.
Yeah.
So sorry. It's like I said, I'll do better.
Okay. You want me to rant another rant, but that's fine.
You can do another one, that's not for me.
The next one is
that feels like an attack.
The next one is going to be elevated.
Okay.
Do you want me to still rant?
You can rant. That's the whole point. It's rant to Posh. So you can rant. But I'd rather you this one should be a private rant.
It should be a private.
But yeah, it's okay. Thank you, goodness. I really enjoy your input on the show today. And guys, goodness is not here alone. He came with his entourage. Shout out to goodness friends. Thank you for coming.
That's Moyo, Tony.
Well, we have Moyo and Tony on the show. So yeah, guys, it's been a pleasure. If there's any question that you want to ask me, you know where to get me. My website is poshptherapy.co.uk. Email is hello@poshp.co.uk. Instagram, Posh P's Couch, Posh P Therapy, Same thing on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So, last question for you, goodness. So, everybody on Posh Place Couch, I will ask them question before and after. Before coming here on the show, what was your? We spoke a lot about when I was even starting this program, but what was your idea of Posh P Couch before coming and what it is now?
I think my idea of Posh P Couch from the very beginning was, I understand you're more into men's mental health, and from what you said today, it's like the women are actually winning the race, but it's completely fine. I think it's the couch that even gives you more clarity as a guest, because you ask the right questions, and there are some questions you don't even think of asking yourself, and when you're being asked, you're like, yeah, true, I should actually answer this question in the first place. So yeah, it gives more clarity for both the people listening and even the person speaking. Yeah, basically.
Thank you. So how do you feel sitting on the couch?
I feel like I'm sitting on Posh Peach couch, like it's I feel what's the right word to use? I feel enlightened.
Okay.
No, I think the right word is clarity. I feel clarity. Yeah, okay. Like when you're speaking to someone that is open-minded, mm-hmm. and you guys are having good conversations, like, yeah, there's a lot of clarity that comes into it.
That's good. I'll take that. That's a compliment. So, guys, you've heard that. On Posh Peach Couch, there's clarity. Yeah, it's a safe space where you can actually express yourself. We can talk about anything and everything. I'm down to earth. Trust me, when I say this, I meant it. That's not even a cap.
You know the meaning of clanow?
Clanow. You explain just 1 minute.
You know the meaning?
Yeah, it's an AI.
No, do you know the meaning?
No. What's clanow?
Clarity first. Clear now.
Oh.
Oh, it's clear now, yeah?
It's clear. It's clear. Good. Clock it. Right. Guys, it's been a wonderful show. And I will see you next week. And God bless you. Bye. Are you still there, guy? What's up?
Adios, sir. Adios.
Two man, three, you don't break your limits. Break your limits. Come they move like a disco. One nick in my lolata. Happy boss, happy actor. So never give me my londa. Oh yeah, come take a picture. Rub right your young bayon. Oh yeah, follow my instruction. Cannabis, doctor say make a pop on a dish. Make me fly like say I'm Aladdin. Come bring some kind melodies. I'm a messy self, no two passages. So many things inside of my jeans. Slide down the beatings, the beatings.